This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk launches a series called A Lot to Give. It's about high wealth philanthropy, which is sometimes defined as people who give $1 million or more. It turns out there are some 80,000 private charitable foundations operating in the U.S. today. And as Sean Cole reports, you don't have to be crazy rich to launch a foundation.
This is Hal Ornstein's philosophy in a nutshell.
The beauty of wealth is giving it away.
He's a podiatrist in New Jersey and possibly the sunniest person I've ever met. His offices are covered top to bottom in Wizard of Oz decorations.
This is the Yellow Brick Road, and in every room's a different character.
Wow.
Hal is always giving to animal causes, food pantries, his son's college. So when I asked him how he came to start his own family foundation back in the summer, I thought he was going to say, why, to change the world. But the impetus for it actually had to do with his mutual funds.
Mutual funds are really good when you're starting out. As you then grow your financial portfolio, you get taxed like crazy on it. It's unbelievable.
But then his financial planner told him he could fold a bunch of that money into a foundation, barely pay taxes on it, and use that bundle to give to the causes he was already supporting. Hal had no idea this was something mere mortals were capable of.
No, I always thought you have to have like millions and millions of dollars to do a foundation. It's amazing how ignorant we are.
65% of all the foundations in the country are under $1 million.
This is Paige Snow with Foundation Source, a company that sets up and manages foundations. It has 1,200 clients, including Hal. And this is my favorite part. It can get a foundation up and running in as little as 3 days.
What happens is our legal department has already created a shell foundation. And the head of our legal department effectively is the head of that foundation temporarily.
Until a family like the Ornsteins walks through the door, at which point the legal department person
resigns from the foundation and the family comes in.
Hal started his foundation with just $240,000. And now he's a total evangelist.
When you say you have a foundation, it's like you lift your chest high of pride. You know, it doesn't matter how much you have in it. It's the fact that it's cool.
He says it shows what you're about and that you happen to be really blessed. In New York, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.